This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwal presents proposal seeking deliberation on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for fiscal year 2020-21 in the meeting of House of Representatives and National Assembly. Nepali Congress demands high-level political and diplomatic efforts to resolve Nepal-India border issues. More than 4,800 foreign nationals returned home during lockdown, and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 282,000. Now the news in detail. Minister for Finance Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwal separately presented the proposal seeking deliberations on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill except tax for the fiscal year 2020-21 in the meeting of the House of Representatives and National Assembly yesterday. Presenting the dossier in the House meeting, Finance Minister Khatiwal said the government has aimed to minimize the COVID-19 adverse impact on the country's economy and to usher the country towards economic growth, good governance and prosperity. Minister Dr. Khatiwal said the new budget would be centered on achieving prosperous and socialism-oriented economy, and it will focus on establishing social justice through private, public and cooperatives. He further said the government envisioned setting up able health institutions that would tackle any health-related pandemic in future. The lower house of the federal parliament is scheduled to deliberate on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2020-21. Today and tomorrow. The next House meeting has been set for 11 a.m. today. Meanwhile, the Upper House began discussion on the principles and priorities of the appropriation bill for the coming fiscal presented earlier yesterday. Minister for Home Office Ram Bahadur Thapa has spoken of the need to hold talks with China as well regarding the road built by India leading up to Mansarovar via Nepal's territory, Lipu Lake. Taking part in yesterday's meeting of the Federal Parliament's State Affairs and Good Governance Committee, Minister Thapa said the issue should be addressed through trilateral talks. Minister Thapa further said the move of Nepal would yield success if Nepal holds trilateral talks and bars the use of Lipu Lake fast. Parliamentarians have underlined the need to hold talks with the UK government regarding Lipu Lake, as they argue that Sugauli Treaty was signed between Nepal and the UK in 1816. The Home Minister also said that this issue should be broached in the international platform and speed up the diplomatic efforts to resolve this issue. The government has said its serious attention has been drawn towards the construction of a link road passing through Nepali territory at Lipu Lake via India. Presenting the government view about the issues of public importance in a session of the House of Representatives yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawale said the government is taking initiation to resolve the border issue with India through a foreign secretary mechanism. He said the construction of link road using Nepali territory has largely drawn the concerns of Nepal. He informed the House that following the release of a new political map by India, Nepal sent a diplomatic note to India frequently stating that Limpiadhura, Lipu Lake and California belong to Nepal. He apprised the House that Nepal wants to find a solution to the issue through a diplomatic way, calling upon India not to take any move capable of raising a question about the sensitivity of its neighbor. He went on to say that Nepal's existing border boundary map was guided by the Sugauli Treaty of 1816. The Sugauli Treaty determines Nepal's border. After this, no other treaty concerning Nepal's border has been signed. Nepal strongly believes the issue should be solved on the basis of the Sugauli Treaty map, historic facts, evidences, and among others. The government has reiterated its commitment to finding a solution to the Nepal-India border dispute through the diplomatic channels. The government said it was consistently active to keep its interest of nation and national sovereignty intact. Presenting the government's official view on the link road constructed by India using Nepali territory at Lipu Lake in Dharchula district before the International Relations Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawale said the government is committed to the national sovereignty, territorial integrity and interest of the nation. Minister Gyawale said the government wants to resolve the issue of border dispute with India by keeping the principles of sovereign equality and the interest of nation at the center. He further said the Kali River, which originates in Limpuadura, is the real origin of the Mahakali River, and historic documents, map, facts, Sugulu Treaty and other documents are the evidence supporting this fact. In the meeting chaired by Committee President Pavitra Nirula Karel, the members stressed on the need of standing together against the dominant attitude of India taking up the matter to the UN if it could not be resolved through bilateral talks. They also suggested consulting with China about the issue, as Lipu Lake serves as tri-junction among Nepal, India and China. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Nepal Communist Party, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said time has come for Nepal to take proper measures to settle the border issues, including at that of Lipu Lake, Kalapani and Limpuadura. Speaking at the meeting of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee in Singhadhara yesterday, Chairman Dahal said the border dispute bears the problem for decades, so it is imperative to reach a conclusion by scrutinizing all the facts. Meantime, he also said the government has created environment for the national consensus on this issue and has provided impetus to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Chairman Dahal also shared that he met with PM Oli on Saturday and talked to him about initiating actions from the Prime Minister's level for political and diplomatic dialogue after reports on India's inaugural of the link route. In response to the lawmakers' query, Chairman Dahal said the press statement made by the Foreign Minister was appropriate at present. He, however, supported lawmakers' view that they were right on the demand of substantive action on it. Likewise, the main opposition, Nepali Congress, has appealed to the government to take the top leader diplomatic and political steps to deal with the India's latest move in regard with Nepali territory at Lipu Lake. In a press statement issued yesterday, the party recalled that after the signing of Beijing Conference on Lipu Lake by India and China in May 2015, then government led by Prime Minister Sushil Kuirala have sent a protest note to both governments of India and China separately, expressing its disagreement with the bilateral pact. The statement further states, in November 2019, the party had strongly objected to the new political map issued by India, mentioning Nepal's territories, Lipu Lake, Limpuadura and Kalapani as its integral parts. The party had sought a long-term solution to the border issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त छ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. The government has urged all not to discriminate in any forms to the coronavirus-infected people returned home after successful treatment. Speaking at a regular media briefing organized at the Ministry of Health and Population yesterday to inform about the latest updates of coronavirus, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Bikash Devkota said the complaints of discrimination from the family members and society to the home returnees after social treatment has drawn the attention of the health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Devkota urged all to show normal behavior towards infection-free person. He clarified that the infected persons had been sent home only after it was proved that their infection was cured and they didn't have any possibility of transmitting the cases to others. Dr. Devkota also urged all to create a child-friendly environment for the children kept in quarantine in suspicion of coronavirus infection. According to the Health Ministry, the number of confirmed cases in Nepal has reached 110, and 31 of them had already returned home after health recovery. Spokesperson Dr. Devkota further informed that the rest of the infected persons are receiving treatment in the various hospitals and their health condition is said to be normal. 4,874 foreign nationals have returned home during the lockdown despite the close of international flights following the nationwide lockdown. The return to their respective countries from chartered flights, according to the Immigration Department, more than 60 countries have taken their nationals to their respective countries from 51 special flights during the period. The foreign countries had rescued their nationals who came to visit Nepal and stopped due to lockdown. Likewise, employees of diplomatic missions of different countries, donor agencies and staff of different projects were rescued by the flights. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international days. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has unveiled a conditional plan to reopen society, allowing people in England to spend more time outdoors from Wednesday. The Prime Minister also said people who could not work from home should return to the workplace but avoid public transport. Prime Minister Johnson said a new COVID alert system with 5 levels would govern how quickly lockdown restrictions could be eased. In an address to the nation, British Prime Minister Johnson said this stage would also involve reopening shops, but he cautioned that this would only happen if supported by science. Coronavirus infections are rising in Germany. Official data shows just days after the country eased its lockdown restrictions. According to the Robert Koch Institute, the reproduction rate, the estimated number of people confirmed patients infected, is now above one. German Chancellor Angela Merkel had announced a broad relaxation of national restrictions on Wednesday after talks with the leaders of Germany's 16 states. Similarly, southwestern Iran has been placed under lockdown to prevent the spread of coronavirus, saying there had been a sharp rise in new cases across the province. Authorities said banks and offices in Abadan in southwestern Iran will be closed until the end of the week, and entry corridors to the country from the north and east have been closed. According to data collected by Johns Hopkins University, globally more than 282,694 people have died from the COVID-19 so far. The hardest hit by the coronavirus infection, the U.S. has witnessed more than 80,000 deaths so far. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain or thunder showers accompanied with gusty winds and hail is likely to occur at some places of the hill regions and at a few places of the Terai region. Now, the Kathmandu Valley's weather report recorded in the last 24 hours. Maximum temperature 25.4 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 16 degrees Celsius, and humidity 92%. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Odisha. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara presents proposal seeking deliberation on principles and priorities of appropriation bill for fiscal year 2020-21 in the meeting of House of Representatives and National Assembly. Nepali Congress demands high-level political and diplomatic efforts to resolve Nepal inter-border issues. More than 4,800 foreign nationals returned home during lockdown, and global death toll from coronavirus surpasses 282,000. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Odisha. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv. for more news and online programs. And next English bulletin will be at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and stay safe.